Claire of Assisi, Christian mystic saint. Claire was born on July 16th in the year 1194 in Assisi, Italy. Her father was the Count of Sasso Rosso and was from a wealthy line of an ancient Roman family who owned a large palace in Assisi, Italy. Claire was intended to be married. However, as a teen, she heard Francis of Assisi preach during a church service in Assisi, Italy. Claire, after the church service, asked Francis to help her live after the manner of the gospel. On March 20th, in the year 1212, Claire left her father's house. She was 18 years old and was accompanied by her aunt, Bianca, and went to a chapel to meet Francis. There, her hair was cut, and she was exchanged her rich gown for a plain robe and a veil to cover her hair. Francis placed Claire in the convent of the Benedictine nuns of San Paolo near Bastia. Her father tried to force her back home. She showed her father her short hair and professed that she would have no husband but Jesus. Claire was moved to a different Benedictine monastery for nuns further away by Francis to give her greater solitude. Soon, Claire was joined by her sister, Caterina, who later changed her name to Agnes. Then Francis moved Claire and her sister to a small dwelling next to a church in San Damiano. Other women joined them, and they were known as the Poor Ladies of San Damiano. They lived a simple life of poverty and seclusion from the world. San Damiano became the center of Claire's new religious order called Order of Poor Ladies of San Damiano. This order would later be called, 10 years after Claire's death, known as the Order of Saint Claire. Claire requested from Pope Gregory to recognize this new order, and she was granted this request. In 1228, Pope Gregory offered Claire a release from the vow of strict poverty, and she replied that she didn't want to be released from the obligation of following Christ. Pope Gregory then decided that they can keep their vow of poverty, and the church supplied all their needs. For a short period, the order was directed by Francis himself. Then in 1216, Claire accepted the role of Mother Superior of the order. Claire continued to imitate Francis' virtues and way of life so much that she was sometimes called another Francis. Claire saw Francis as a spiritual father figure and took care of him during his final days on this earth. After Francis's death, Claire continued to promote the growth of the order. Claire's Franciscan theology of poverty was an evident rule for her community. During the Crusades era, the Emperor Frederick II battled Pope Gregory for control of Italy. In September of the year 1240, and then again in June of 1241, armies attacked the monastery of San Damiano and the town of Assisi. Both times these were successfully defended as Claire prayed to Christ for help. As Claire aged, she endured a long period of poor health. Claire died on August 11th in 1253 at the age of 59. Her last words reported were, "Blessed be you, O God, for having created me." After Claire's death, the process of the canonization of sainthood for Claire began on September 26, in 1255. Pope Alexander IV canonized Claire as Saint Claire of Assisi. 10 years later, Pope Urban officially changed the name of the Order of Poor Ladies to Order of Saint Claire in 1263. Today, Saint Claire has a feast day with the Catholic Church and the Church of England on August 11th every year. She was the first woman to write monastic guidelines, which was called Rule of Life. Claire touched the lives of many people and was a living example to others of a spiritual life. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about the life of Claire of Assisi, the Christian mystic saint.